Mysteries of the jobless claims numbers. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This morning, we have new jobless claims numbers. 258,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. Now, these numbers move around week to week. They're pretty volatile, but the new number represents a pretty large spike. 18,000 jobless claims more than expected. Turns out this could be a tip-off to some bigger trends. Diane Swonk's been thinking about this. She's CEO of DS Economics. Diane, what's behind the numbers?
We saw the pop in jobless claims for several reasons. One of the most notable reasons is that week of March 12th, when these claims came out, we had blizzard-like conditions across much of the East Coast and the Midwest, and a lot of businesses couldn't operate that usually operate in a time in the spring when you usually hire up to do everything from landscaping to construction activities. The other issue that's very important is we saw upward revisions to previous jobless claims as well, and what we're seeing is people not shopping in brick-and-mortar stores, retail stores, but shopping online instead. That's a huge disruption in where people are working and how they're hired.
So a lot in these jobless claims numbers. You got the weather on the one hand, and then you have some long-term retail trends. Another interesting number we saw yesterday was existing home sales. They were down 3.7%. We're going to see new home sales come out in just a bit today. What's going on with home sales?
Well, the interesting thing with home sales is that demand is actually outstripping supply because we just don't have any supply of homes. Going forward, construction, we've not been able to build the entry-level housing we really want because everything from labor costs, land costs, and material costs have gone up. So they literally can't build the homes where they're demanded the most in the entry-level market where we're finally getting buyers coming back.
Diane Swonk, CEO of DS Economics in Chicago, thank you.
Thank you.
New research out this morning finds a large part of the American population is dying younger, and lack of job opportunity may be to blame. Less educated white Americans are experiencing alarming midlife mortality increases, according to a new paper. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
The report says the education gap is increasingly a matter of life and death. Mortality is sharply rising for those without a college degree and falling for those who've graduated. There's also an alarming rise among less educated white Americans in suicides and deaths from drug and alcohol abuse. Diminished job prospects for the less educated seem to take an increasing toll on physical and mental health over time.
The conditions that you face as you enter the labor market as an 18-year-old with a high school degree may become a larger and larger boulder that you have to shoulder over your life.
Ann Case authored the Brookings Institution paper along with fellow Princeton economist Angus Deaton. Researchers have been watching this trend for some time as policymakers worry about good, stable work disappearing from middle America.
Those jobs are gone, and they're not coming back.
This slice of America is getting greater attention after the election. Polls show less educated whites are big supporters of President Trump. That played a big part in the election result that shocked forecasters. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
An update now on a mega bank heist from February of last year, the theft of $81 million from Bangladesh's account at the New York Fed. Two words for you, North Korea. North Korea may have been involved, according to U.S. investigators. Yes, governments can be bank robbers. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani joins us from Singapore to talk about this. Good morning, Karishma.
Good morning.
So remind us what happened last year at the Central Bank of Bangladesh.
As you know, Sabri, a lot of central banks, especially from countries that perhaps don't have particularly secure systems, like Bangladesh, for instance, often park a lot of their funds with the New York Fed. And in this instance, for example, Bangladesh's bank had put a lot of money in the New York Fed's accounts. And what happened, what we understand, is that the hackers tried to withdraw around $1 billion worth of funds from Bangladesh Bank's New York Fed accounts, and they were using a series of requests. Now, the Fed did actually reject a lot of those requests, but a few of them ended up being processed worth some $81 million.
The new twist here is that federal prosecutors in the U.S. are expected to announce some kind of North Korean involvement as part of a series of cases they're bringing.
what we understand from various media reports is that prosecutors are building potential cases that would accuse North Korea of being behind this particular hack. But the people that have helped to be able to get this hack through are three Chinese middlemen. It's thought that they helped to organize this heist. These people are the ones that investigators are currently hoping to nail and to pin down.
And it looks like the whole reason why perhaps North Korean involvement is suspected is connected to the Sony hacking incident.
Many of our listeners will remember when Sony was hacked by North Korea over the film that caused a great deal of controversy and offense. And what investigators suspect is that the same systems that were used in that hack are the ones that have been used in this particular one. And that's what has caused investigators to believe that North Korea is behind this attack as well, according to the reports in U.S. media.
The BBC's Asia business correspondent Karishma Vaswani joining us from Singapore. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Immigration, you know, the whole driver behind the wall with Mexico. Well, it turns out it's way down from Latin America and will be for the considerable future. New research out of UC San Diego suggests that waves of Mexican and Latin American immigration that we've seen in past decades are all but over. U.S. industries are automating more, so there's less demand for low-skill labor, and wages in some Latin American countries are rising, keeping more would-be immigrants from leaving. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.